And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, in a move that is sure to revolutionize national and nuclear security, the Biden-Harris administration has appointed Snea Nair as a special assistant to the National Nuclear Security Administration. Why is that such a big deal? Well, Nair's groundbreaking approach includes, quote, queering nuclear weapons and eradicating white supremacy in the nuclear field. Nothing quite gets to the heart of national security like focusing on gender theory instead of, I don't know, actual nuclear expertise. Nair argues that queer theory is essential for nuclear justice and disarmament. Apparently, the best way to deter threats to nuclear facilities is by telling, quote, hidden stories of displacement, illness, and trauma. I'm pretty sure our enemies and adversaries are shaking in their boots at the very thought of our newly diversified nuclear program. Who needs deterrence when we have inclusivity? That should keep us safe. But hey, wait, there's more. Nair also suggests expanding America's deep secrets to people with foreign connections. It's 2024, folks. Openness is the new secrecy. Moving on to the world of politics, Indiana gubernatorial candidate Jennifer McCormick is making waves with her nuanced stance on abortion. There's no such thing as a nuanced stance. You're either for murdering babies in the womb or you're not. When asked about late-term abortions, McCormick artfully dodged the question, sticking to talking points that obviously came from Planned Parenthood. She, however, did let it slip that with abortion, quote, the baby's put in a bad situation. The understatement of the century. And in sports news, J.K. Rowling has once again stirred up some controversy. This time she's taking aim at the 51-year-old biological male who is qualified to run against women in the Paralympics. She sarcastically compared the man to Lance Armstrong, suggesting that we, quote, should give Lance Armstrong his medals back and move on. Yep. I'm gonna say she probably has a bit of a point. And in literary news, horror author Stephen King claims that Florida has banned 23 of his books. The only problem? That's not true. Turns out Florida passed legislation preventing sexually explicit material from being in school libraries. So, no, Mr. King, your books haven't been banned. They've just been deemed inappropriate for little Timmy's third grade reading list. Pretty sure The Shining will survive without the elementary school demographic. Finally, in a story that is stranger than fiction, Elle magazine in Canada has named two biological males as part of their list of eight incredible Canadian women. Surprisingly, there was enough backlash that Elle had to edit the article post-publication. Imagine that, people actually expecting a list of women to include, well, all women? How terribly old-fashioned of them. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.